In news and notes this week, it's been a pretty sad couple of weeks in the scene as one after another of our brothers has passed away from one thing or another. Last week, I announced the passing of beloved Colorado bluesman John Alex Mason from the Colorado Springs area, the apparent result of a surgery. A few days later, the news broke that 48-year-old Alistair Wilde guitarist Terry Spann died as a result of injuries from being punched by 39-year-old band bassist Michael Sorden. The cause of death is being reported as resulting from a closed head injury. Sorden's facing charges of second-degree assault and was being held at a county jail. The district attorney's office in Colorado Springs has yet to make any formal announcement of other charges. No sooner had that news come out, the news broke out of Denver that former Cricket on the Hill co-owner Brian Woodard passed away. Buzz Online suggests that Brian was 43 and died from an apparent heart attack. Dude gave lots of bands their break at the old Cricket on the Hill, where he worked for many years as a bartender and then manager and then ultimately as co-owner. There will be a memorial service coming up for him. There are a lot of us in the state who played that room over the decades who no doubt have fond memories of the place because of Brian. Much love to both our brothers in music and peace to their families and friends as they deal with these losses. About a month ago, following a show by the legendary Ragin' Cajun Doug Kershaw, who's a Colorado resident, part of the roof fell in at the historic Oriental Theater in Denver. Right above the stage, no one got hurt. The band had already cleared. Word this week has it that the damages have been repaired and the theater is back in action. Good news for that 87-year-old venue. It's good to see there are still shows being booked there. I had a great chat with an old friend of mine, Jeff Kepke, from the Colorado Blues Society. I don't know if you're hip to this or not, but they do a lot with their Blues in Schools program. It's a good way to teach our kids about the history of the blues. He informed me that the current run is quickly coming to a close and that the board is going to be entering into discussions about the possibility of putting together a scholarship fund in the memory of John Alex Mason, who passed away recently. No details yet. The organization is really just getting into talking about it, but props to them for even getting that far. This is pretty cool. I don't know really of any nonprofit recording studios anywhere. Generally speaking, they're pretty much for-profit private businesses, but Brian Gerhard, Christopher Schumacher, and Greg Nichols think they've got a model that might work. It's called Audioloom. It's in Denver on Lawrence Street. They hope to provide a model that gives regional artists a way to record on a donation basis as opposed to paying by the hour. They're almost all the way live, it seems, for lack of some funding maybe to put in some airport glass to keep some sound at bay from a train station. They need some lighting, some equipment repairs. They're about 90% fully funded at this point. Their hope is that once they get the studio done is that they can provide artists with capabilities that are funded via community funding and business underwriting, much the same way that community radio is funded statewide. Those who do donate will receive premiums like subscriptions and memberships and such. I think this falls under the nonprofit header. I got an email from a band recently suggesting that I attend a show at a new concert venue in Conifer, which is just west of Denver in the foothills. It's called the Mountain Rose Acoustic Society. It's new. Their kickoff show is November 6th, featuring Mountain Holler Bluegrass Band along with Jim Young out of Colorado Springs. More info is available, but you're better off Googling them than going to either their Facebook page or then trying to find them otherwise. Google them and then go to their Facebook page or to ReverbNation.com from there. Doesn't look like they've got a website up yet. They are filling up their calendar though, so you might want to check that at their ReverbNation page.